in.
Okay. First of all, people have started a petition to have them stop the gathering. I would assume there is nothing a petition can do.
So this is an unauthorized gathering, and it's been happening for a lot of years. And so we do require, you know, groups of 75 or more to obtain a special use permit. However, this is a unique situation in that they claim to have no one person that can represent the group and sign the permit on their behalf. And due to that, you know, we try to work with them to, like, it, if it were a special use permit, and put a resource protection in place to protect the health and safety. And this has been ongoing for years. They have been cited in the past. There has been lawsuits. There has been case. Yeah, so we bring in a national incident management team of resources from all across the country for this situation. And really the biggest goal is to address any health and public safety risks or an impact to the public and protect to the participants there. And then we really work on, you know, minimizing the environmental impacts and resource concerns with a law enforcement present and actions. Those are a lot of the big things that our national IMT is focused on. And, you know, really trying to make sure that we're there for the community, because we do realize this is a big burden to the local community, and we want to be there to help mitigate any of those unfortunate situations that may come up.
Any guesstimates on how many people?
Cool. Yeah, we're still working on that total number. It's ebbed and flowed a little bit here, and we do bring in extra resources. So I'm still waiting on them to give me a final number as we finalize all of our rosters. And then we do have, you know, in case of a fire, we do have some fire staffing too that'll be coming in and out as those, just to have those resources available should something happen, you know, on the forest or in the area. And so I'm going to find those numbers and I'll share them definitely once they're available.